This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenback tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I have an update about Mike Parsons. Here it is. This is from Mrs. Parsons. You heard her on the air with us last week. The email says, I talked with Mike. He's in a really bad state mentally and physically. He was ill with his mom yesterday and with me this morning. He told me that if you pull up his shirt, he looked like someone out of Africa with his ribs showing. Please keep him in your prayers. He's not well. Pat Parsons. We have to get Mike Parsons out of jail. He's been there for over 5 months. And what he did was he was going to clean up the good old boy network in Tipton County, Tennessee. So we'll keep you posted. But if you're inclined to pray, please add Mike Parsons, USA for Paris instructor, to your prayers. He is in the belly of the beast right now. John, there's a post on the internet about this tractor trailer driving through Ash Fork, Arizona, and it had a man lift on the back of this tractor trailer. This is one of those kind of like telescoping buckets where a guy gets in there and he can do some work on, telephone wires or buildings, just needs to get up there on the outside. And so there's this piece of gear and to do that. Our son's been in one of them. And so this driver of this or the operator of this tractor trailer is traveling and the police get a report that he's driving erratically, so they want to stop him. And they do. They stop him. They shoot at the truck. And, of course, the truck jackknifes, and they get the dog, and the dog captures this guy. That's all that this report says. But we've come to the point where the police are now shooting at operators of vehicles. And, of course, those who read the article say, well, good, I'm glad we got him stopped. Is that how you do this? You shoot the driver? Are you kidding? This is insanity. I'll post it. Oh, I just posted it on the website. It's finished right now. Okay. John Reagan?
Well, while your button's pushed on that, I've got an article down in the bigger picture. Indiana now, police state. Their Supreme Court has ruled that all a cop has to do is want to go into your house, and you have to let him. No warrant or anything.
Wow. How about if I want to go in his house? I want to see what a vial of testosterone looks like. How about if I want to do that? Who are these people? I'll tell you what. I hope it doesn't happen here. It will be a bad day. And, here's what I'm seeing, John. We, the villagers, puff out our chest and, we go, that's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to let that happen. And we let it happen. But You know, we keep hearing this anger. The villagers are angry, and that's why they're supporting Donald Trump. They've had it with all of these politicians. Of course they lie. And we're just sick. We're just sick of these politicians. So if the grid goes down, I'm not going to be all that upset if it goes down in Washington, D.C. It'd be great to see how these guys deal with the rats. You know, they can't get rid of their own trash, right? They have to export their trash. They have to import their electricity. The traffic lights won't work. So then you have all these people who tell everybody else what to do, and then the traffic lights don't work in Washington, right? And now they're going to tell each other what to do. It'll be great. It'll be chaos. It'll be chaos. You have a whole bunch of people who are not productive. They don't do anything except tell other people what to do. And then they are dependent on us. They're dependent on us. So if Barry and his bandits call here at the farm and they want some grass-fed beef, I don't have any for them. He's not getting our beef. They'd have to come in with an army to get grass-fed beef from me. And I'd fight them all the way. I can't stand what's happening to our country. I was talking with a guy yesterday, and, you know, a lot of us are resigned to the fact that there's so few who are on our team that there's no way we can win. The number of people who were in attendance at the entertainment buildings and facilities and companies near where we had the prepper show dwarfed us, absolutely dwarfed us. And why is it that a preacher, and I mentioned this, that I met this gal whose husband was teaching Sunday school. I met her on Saturday, and she said, "Boy, my husband would just love to come to this. He'd love to meet you." And I said, "That'd be great. That'd be great. Why don't you bring him tomorrow, Sunday?" She said, "Well, he's teaching Sunday school class." I said, "Why don't you have him bring the whole class?" And she kind of looked at me and kind of laughed. And I said, "Yeah, I know. There's not one preacher. I've asked for over 5 years. I've called all kinds of churches. I said, okay, you guys have 52 weeks, right? You want 52 weeks of spiritual preparedness. How about just 1 week? Just 1 week of physical preparedness. Why don't you bring your flock to the expo? I'll pay for it. I'll give you free tickets." They won't come. And they never have, except for Jim Baker. And the only reason he came is to learn how to do it. I believe that's why he came to two of our expos, to learn how to do it. Now he's selling millions of dollars worth of food on his TV show. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop right there, because I know I'm going to say something that I'm going to regret.
Well, let's go ahead and keep in the government vein, finish off. One of the things I wanted to get to last week, and that link is called Why Now? And this comes from a Zero Hedge article, Treasury Induces New Rules to Stop Tax Evasion, kind of. And I think most people have heard about the Panama Papers, where people that, you know, the rich and famous have created entities for themselves. And since most of us don't have the net worth to understand why you would do this, yes, some of these people may be guilty of tax evasion, and tax evasion is a crime. However, if you want to structure your what you do in order to reduce your taxes, that's perfectly legal. In fact, even in you know normal people's lives, if you participate in a 401k or an IRA, that's a way of structuring your affairs to reduce taxes. Well, once you get above you know, a certain level, you then become a target of lawsuits, even if you've done nothing wrong. Attorneys will look up and see what you own, and they'll go after it simply because you have it. So a lot of these entities are simply to privatize what these people own. In fact, you know, these aren't even the elites. The elites probably have, you know, all kinds of ways of hiding their stuff that, you know, goes way beyond what we're seeing here. And I was fortunate enough to take a course over 20 years ago offered by people that mostly taught about investments, but this law firm came in. They specialize in things like this, creating entities to structure your affairs, to reduce taxes and protect yourself from lawsuits. And in fact, I noticed when I was going through Texas sales tax permits that CVS takes advantage of this. When you go to CVS Pharmacy, that location is its own limited partnership. And limited partnerships are nice because it insulates everything else. And they're not attacked very often because the funny thing about limited partnerships, if a judge would, you know, award damages out of there and order the limited partnership to pay the person suing you, well, the limited partnership can, you know, make the money that would take care of that payment, but they can also not pay it. And when they issue the tax form, the share of that profit would go to that person, but they wouldn't have the cash to pay the taxes. So that's why you don't see limited partnerships sued very often. And in the case of CVS, you know, you sue them, what are you going to get? You know, they've probably leased the facility. They've got only a certain amount of product in stock. So whatever their insurance is, that's probably about all you're going to get, because you're not going to sue beyond that. You can't sue the larger entity. And I'll talk more about, you know, what's the goal of this when we get back.
Sounds great. And that kind of training is what I did in seminars over the weekend in Tennessee, the R.K. Kuiper Show. I taught how to pay less in taxes. Just what Donald Trump does, and CVS. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So George Stephanopoulos, who is he's an American journalist, but he's a former Democrat Party political advisor. So he asked Donald Trump, you know, what's your tax rate? And Donald Trump, you know, was very polite. He said, none of your business. It was great. And then Donald Trump said words to the effect that he works very hard to pay as little tax as possible. Everybody should do that. Everybody should work hard to pay as little tax as possible. And by the way, that was the subject matter of the seminar I gave over the weekend. Ways to pay as little tax as possible, absolutely above board, using their rules. You know, not tax evasion, that's illegal. But tax avoidance by planning your purchases is absolutely, positively the right thing to do. And I believe that's what Donald Trump does. Okay, back to you, John Reagan.
I'm going to go down that rabbit hole and say, I think Trump ought to issue a challenge. Say, I'll release my tax return when Obama releases his education records. Because, you know, if Obama's just, you know, concerned about a grade he made, you know, might be embarrassed about it or something, hey, it doesn't matter now. He's not going to be elected to anything else. But it's not about grades. It's about showing that he was a foreign student. And if that ever came out, then everything he's done for the last 8 years has to be undone.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Obamacare, everything that he's done, all the transgressions, all the crimes, everything. Everything would be undone. And I believe that's why Washington, D.C. is in turmoil right now, because they're actually afraid that Donald Trump will be our president. And they're willing to support Hillary, the criminal she is, just so that doesn't happen. That's amazing. It just shows how incestuous these people are and how they are willing to do anything to protect the money stream that they're enjoying at the disbenefit of the American people. It's an outrage. Never reelect anybody. As more and more of us are joining that philosophy, never reelect anybody, nor promote anybody. And I believe that's why Donald Trump is so popular. And I also believe that the news media is being manipulated to let the generally dumb public believe that he is not as popular as he is. Donald Trump is really popular. And I have a feeling that if he is not our president, there will be rioting. That would probably be the last straw of the American villager. That's it. We've had it.
So we were talking about the Panama Papers and why is this going on now? Let me quickly talk about corporations. Officers of a corporation is public record. And if you are a publicly traded company, then if you're a major shareholder, then those transactions have to be reported through the SEC, and you can see that on their website. So there's already a lot of transparency in that regard. Now, for the little bit of tax evasion that's going on in there, I can pretty much guarantee you the government is going to spend a lot more money than they're going to get in taxes in going down this route. And in fact, we saw that with the rules change where they made all the banks worldwide, you know, report to the IRS. And that has cost more money than money it's brought in. And it's not about the taxes. It's about control. Because now they want to go in and, you know, whereas before you could, you know, hide what you're doing from the government, you know, just because it's not their business. You know, you're paying your taxes. You just want to be left alone. And I'll talk about the privacy part of this, which is the real reason, when we get back.
You nailed it, John. That's what we want. We want to be left alone. We don't want to see police cars coming into our driveway. We don't want to see police cars pulling us over just because they're bored. We don't want to see them asking us questions that they have no business asking us. We want to be left alone.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call minicpap.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. John, please continue.
Well, we're talking about the Panama Papers, why now, what's the government up to? And I'll just fold in briefly a couple of things. One is the war on cash. They want to do away with cash, go to digital currency. That's part of this. Part of that effort includes blockchain technology. And I think in the future I'm going to refer to that as block ball and chain. And I've got a link to that effect under hour two. We'll get to that tomorrow. And the government wants to identify resources that they can confiscate. They have a number of ways of doing that. One, there's been talk about instituting a wealth tax because they've done everything else they can to try and get money out of this. And I've talked about why that would be so bad, because it would just crush asset prices in order to pay that tax and could cause a financial collapse just on its own. So to identify, you know, what your wealth is, they have to identify what you own. But it gets even worse than that. While the federal government has moved to somewhat limit what states can do with civil asset forfeiture, the federal government has kept all of that for themselves. So whether you're, you know, one of the common things is, you know, the war on drugs, the drug prohibition. Let's say, you know, you are a drug user, and even if you aren't, they'll plant the evidence. Now, anything that's connected with that can be seized. Well, you've got this entity out there that could have been where you put your drug money at, so they'll just take that from you as well. And, of course, under you know, 21st century America, you're guilty until proven innocent. And, of course, you can almost never prove the innocence. And even if you have an opportunity, it's very hard to fund your defense since they've stolen everything from you. And then in addition to that, that database of ownership, would that be made available to attorneys? And I believe it would. I think what they say is all the attorney has to do is they're working on discovery for a case, and they can go peruse that, see what people own, and you'd see a bunch of lawsuits trying to take from these people that were trying to protect their assets. So that's kind of in a nutshell what's going on with this Panama Papers deal. Vincent?
John, let me see if I've got this right. So we have a database of assets, and the other team wants to steal the assets from those who work for the assets. Is that correct? There's one team, that'd be us, and we're working hard to make things better, you know, the American dream, better than our parents. Our parents wanted to do better than their parents and so forth. So we're all trying to work hard, have a nice place to live, try to do the right thing, accumulate some assets. And the other team, instead of working for assets, they just want to steal them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this basically gets everything that the millionaires and billionaires that are not part of the elite have.
Yeah, I was talking yesterday with a guy who started a company, and he's doing really well. He's working really hard. Really hard. Started out penniless. Literally penniless. Built a business. It's doing really well because he's good at what he does. He's not stealing from anybody. He's not bribing. He's just doing a really good job. And it's working. The old way of building a business, the hard way. And so you're talking about guys like that, guys who've accumulated assets, but not part of those who are bribing the politicians and so forth. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, these are the people that could possibly fund a resistance to the corrupt politicians that we have in D.C. and elsewhere.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
It's frustrating. It's absolutely frustrating. You know, I've said many years ago that if royalty came over and wanted to have lunch with me or you or any of us, we'd end up paying for lunch. You know, Prince Charles comes and is going to have lunch with us. Oh, he doesn't even carry a wallet, right? So we would end up buying his lunch. That's how I see it. Of course, I wouldn't want to have lunch with him. What's next?
Well, now we're up to hour one. Okay. Hiding drones.
Yeah, hiding. Wow, pretty frightening.
The Navy is looking to put secret pods to have hibernating drones deep below the sea, and then when they're needed, and it says here that they'd be on the seabed for years at a time, and then if a threat emerges, the pods are released remotely. They float to the surface, and then the drones will, you know, like the Navy does on carriers, unfurl their wings and take off, and then they've got these drones pre-deployed to wherever they need to use them. And one of the thoughts I had about this is, where can we get that kind of battery technology for our use?
You're absolutely right.
Because to have something under the sea for years at a time and still be viable, can you imagine if we had that for our survival needs?
Mm-hmm. You know, as you say that, one of the things that was crossing my mind is the MRAPs. So Congress approves the purchase of twice as many MRAPs as the military requests, and then they say, "Well, we have too many MRAPs, and let's offer these to our sheriffs, and they can come get them." You know, $1 million worth of hardware each, and they're free for the taking if a sheriff wants one, and so. Sheriffs come and pick them up and then place them all over the country. So we have these MRAPs that are already deployed, ready to go. No keys. You don't need keys. You just get in and start it right up. They're pre-deployed all over the country. The sheriffs are patting themselves on the back. What a great thing. They got this $1 million piece of gear for free. And now the federal government knows where they are. There's a database of where all these MRAPs are, because they're not going to give away an MRAP and not know where it is at all times. So now, pre-deployed, they don't even have to transport these things in the event of whatever they want to do to us. They've already got the equipment right here and right there, all over the country. MRAPs are all over the country. These sheriffs have been duped into this. And then we the villagers have been duped, just like that idiotic lady I remember at the back of the restaurant when I was doing the MC about the MRAP with Joey, the criminal Kyle, Sheriff Joey Kyle, Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, him, that guy, that criminal. He was asked by this woman, "Sheriff, are you saying that'll keep us safe?" And he goes, "Oh, yes, that'll keep you safe. Yep, that's what we're going to use it for." And she said, "Well, I'm all for it then." And then a whole bunch of other villagers said, "Well, if it's going to keep us safe, that's great." So Joey Kyle gets the sheriff of Christian County, Missouri. Pled guilty to crimes. And supposedly he's going to be in federal detention in prison for a year and a day for his crimes against the villagers. That's our sheriff, Joey Kyle. Constitutional sheriff, how about that? So he had an MRAP. Actually, about six MRAPs around Springfield, Missouri, last count. Maybe there's more now. Hiding right there in plain sight. Kind of like what you're talking about, John. What is this with the military? They got to beat up everybody?
Well, I didn't even include it, but the FBI has been... The story's out of California, but I'm sure they're doing it elsewhere. They're bugging bus stops, they're bugging trees, lampposts, you name it. And you know, it's kind of funny, you know, when you see on TV or movies, you know, people go to the, you know, someplace outside to have a private conversation. They don't want to be overheard. And in fact, that might be exactly where the FBI wants you to go, because they can, you know, record just you talking, because you're the only two people out there.
Isn't it ridiculous the lengths that these people go to and the amount of money that they steal from us in order to do this, and we allow this nonsense? I don't feel comfortable traveling. I don't feel comfortable going to lots of places, public places anymore. I just don't. I don't know if they have cameras in every elevator or just some elevators. I mean, really? How did we ever allow this to happen? It's disgusting. I was traveling in my truck, and the light turned yellow as I was in the process of making the turn through the intersection. I'm wondering if I'm going to get a ticket, and I'm wondering if they're going to show that, no, it wasn't yellow, it was red. You know, you took, we've got evidence, we've got a picture of the light, we got a picture of you, we got a picture of the car. Hard to read those tags that are all banged up, but we think it's you, and here's your summons. I can just see it. It was yellow. I was in the intersection and it was yellow. It wasn't like I was running a light. But these are the kind of things we have to worry about now, because we are guilty according to the system until proven innocent. It's nuts. Captain John Reagan's going to be right back with us after these few short commercial announcements. Me too. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
PC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
It must have been something I said because we got disconnected just as we were going into the commercial break. And I'm sitting here with a telephone talking into the telephone, headphones on, and in the microphone at the same time. I'd like to ask our engineer, which would you like me to use, or both? Okay. All right. I got it. All right. Just hung up on the telephone. We're good. Okay. Back to you, John Reagan.
Well, let's see if we can finish our number one. the pension trap is how I have the link entitled. And this goes to an article that talks about pension debt exceeds $40,000 per household. Now, when I wrote the Financial State of the Union, I didn't talk about pensions because in the scheme of things, I'm talking about the unfunded liabilities of Social Security and Medicare, pensions are as small beans. It's not that they aren't important. In fact, we're seeing them cause problems all over the place. We've talked about private pensions several times where the you know, unions are starting to get the heat from the unfunded pension plans. It's also happening in other countries, not just the United States. But here we have a website that comes out of Stanford, and the site itself, the link's on the first line of the article. It's us.pensiontracker.org. And if you do the about, you see this is actually put together by a team of about 15 people at Stanford. Now, Stanford's not exactly known to be part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, and I'm almost envious because all the work I do, it's the team of me, myself, and I. So these 15 people put together this website, Pension Debt for State and Local Governments. And you can drill down and see it by year and by state and all kinds of nice tools. And they've done a couple of things on running the numbers. They use an actuarial rate, which assumes that you would get a 7.5% on the investments, and that hasn't been able to be achieved in a long time. And with you know, more and more governments going to negative rates on their bonds, you actually have to make more just to make up for holding bonds. And I believe the stock market's pretty much topped out, especially since QE has ended. So we're going to see the value of stocks go down, which, you know, it's this is even worse because now you're losing your investment on the stock side. So they ran the numbers using a 3% rate of return. And using that 3% rate of return, it would take $4.8 trillion to fund the state and local pension plans. And again, that's not the amount of money that they need to pay out the benefits. And that's the amount of money they would need today, earning 3% per year in order to fully fund those pension plans. Vincent.
You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking about Chelsea Clinton's husband. His name is Mark Mezvinsky. And he had a hedge fund, and he shut it down after losing 90% of the investor's money. He lost 90%. And he didn't even have the decency to say he was sorry. He lost millions. And I can see this is a trend, and I can't see how it's going to be reversed. Can you, John?
No, I think it's funny. Hillary says she's going to go after the investment bankers, and I think there was an asterisk there, and followed the asterisk says, son-in-law not included.
Yeah. Now, her son-in-law's father, I believe he is a convicted felon for irregularities in other financial investment schemes. Isn't that right? Maybe we can talk about that tomorrow. But yeah, this is what we're talking about. So you could have a president connected to a guy who just shut down a hedge fund because he lost 90% of his client's money. 90%! You got to be an idiot to do that. But he lives in a $10 million apartment. Yeah, Chelsea and her husband live in a $10 million apartment. Is that what we want representing? Is that the best and finest we can find? I seriously doubt it. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.